Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the What I Live For podcast. And today I want to talk about two different topics that have happened over the last month. But first, before we get into any of that, if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram at Willie Gillis. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns for the podcast, you can email me at whatiliveforpodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into it. So June was a big month for me just because I started the second cut of my weight loss journey for 2021. I'll get more into detail about that in another episode, but I started another cut after doing another 10 weeks of maintenance, which I'll talk about that in another episode as well. But that's not the point of this episode. Is I've had a really weird month in June. First starting off with starting a second cut, and then the bulk of this episode is going to be about the next two things that happened in June, which was I got an opportunity to go to summer shredding for the second time. I went last year in at the end of 2020 in October of 2020, and I got to just witness that show in general. So let me backtrack. Summer shredding itself is a kind of like a bodybuilding show. There's a transformation class, there's a physique class, a bikini class, and it's just different classes of like competition. I was mostly going for the people who were doing the transformation class back in October and then also in this past month in June. So I got a chance to go to summer shredding again for the second time within the last 8 months. And this time was really fun because I got a chance to not only hang out with like more people, but also like just see people in person and like really see who they are in person. Cause the last time when I went, it was just in October and it was just me and Poro, Alex Poro. But this time it was me, Alex, Josh, at Pell's Renovation, Dave Herrera at Keto D, David, there's another David. I can't remember his D Ford. It's David. I'll put all these people's links in the show notes, but like, and I got to see a lot of different people, Lita, Kayla, her boyfriend. I got to see a lot of different people, at this show this time. And then I also got to meet Poro's girlfriend for the first time too. So that was fun. But I got a chance to just hang out with these people over the course of like 3 days. And it was a lot of fun, not only to go to the show and then see people compete, like Keto D was competing and Kayla was competing. And then Poro ended up competing. He didn't tell anybody, but I had already known about it. But like all these people got to compete and then we got to like just cheer them on. It was just a fun time to see them compete and then see what they had to go to like to do all this prep and get prepared for this show and see just how some of them were really nervous and some of them were just like really ready to go. And it was just fun to be in that environment and see what it takes to do these kind of competition shows. And I had planned to do summer shredding this year, 2021, but I'm very focused on this weight loss and maintenance phases right now. And it just happened to a maintenance phase fell like right before, like I would have had to been starting to like do prep. So I didn't end up doing it this year, but next year I it's really on my mind to do it next year. Cause I'll be a little bit more further into weight loss and more into maintenance by then. But it was just a lot of fun just to hang out with these different people and just spend the weekend. And like, it wasn't just about the competition. It was about just having conversations with people offline. And you know, sometimes when you see people offline, sometimes they're different than they are online, but like a lot of these people were like the exact same person they were when you talked to them online. And that was fun. It was fun just to have 3 days of that. And then, in that, weekend lifting with Kayla, David and Poro, before I had to come home and before everybody had to like leave to go back home for the weekend. But, just that weekend in general, it was nice to see everybody's stories, stories of transformation, and then have these conversations like off stage and like just in person and over meals and things like that. So it was a lot of fun. And if you've never been to Summer Shredding, I think you really should, just to have that experience of just meeting people and having these like meetups and just having a weekend of just like getting away from your phone and just having just conversations with people in person. So I really enjoyed that. So the big part of this episode that I wanted to talk about, and it's kind of funny because it happened literally the day after I came back. So I left Summer Shredding on Monday. I got back here Monday afternoon. Like everything was good. I was like meal prepping, getting ready for just a week of like, because I was going into my third week of a cut, and I was just like really excited because I came off this high of like going to Summer Shredding and Stafford and spending time with all these people, and I was like really excited. So like I had done meal prep and everything on that Monday, and then Tuesday I was kind of just resting and like I was about to go to the gym for the second time, and there was some stuff that needed to be done around the house, and so I was going to go ahead and do that, and then I fell off a ladder. And I'm laughing because it's just funny to think about that. But I was changing some fixtures, some light bulb fixtures in the house, on the outside of the house. I was up on a ladder, and then as I'm on the ladder, then I didn't see a wasp nest, and I guess I bothered the wasp nest, and I ended up falling off the ladder, and I ended up breaking my big toe on my left foot. So that was an experience. It was weird though, because I got off the ladder and I just like, oh, I'm fine. And then I looked down, I'm like, okay, I am not fine. And then my wife actually ended up seeing me on the doorbell camera, cause that was right outside the door. She rushed home and then sent me and got me to the hospital. I walked into the hospital on both feet, which is the crazy part. So I didn't feel a lot of pain after I fell off the ladder. It was kind of like shock, like adrenaline. Like I was like, didn't feel anything. And I looked down and if it's just too graphic for you, you could turn it off now. I'm going to explain what the injury was. So what happened was I fell off the ladder and I guess my foot went straight down, and then between my big toe and the next toe after that split. So the bone that was connecting the big toe popped out of the big toe and broke skin, and it was kind of popped out of the skin. So if that was too graphic for you, I'm sorry. Like I just wanted to explain what happened. So I fell off the ladder, came back inside, and I guess Angela saw the whole thing, and I told her I need to go to the emergency room. And it was like a little, it was probably like at least a 10 minute wait, cause she was still at work when she was looking at the camera. I started bleeding a little bit, like around like the front of the house. And then I got really woozy and I sat on the ground until she showed up. So that was about the only like discomfort I had. And then like we got in the car, went to the emergency room. I got out of the car and just walked into the emergency room, like on both feet, like kind of just hobbling, not trying to put too much pressure on that foot. Sat there. this story is hilarious because it's not something that I would think I would ever like experience, but it was just funny. But like I walk into the emergency room, I'm just like, you have to walk in to like get registered. I'm standing in line to get registered, to get admitted to the hospital. And I'm just standing there. Like, I'm just standing in line, like everybody else. Like, just imagine you're in a grocery store line and you're just waiting to check out. That's what I was doing. I was literally standing there, bleeding on the floor, waiting to get registered to get admitted to the hospital. And so I'm sitting there bleeding. Everybody's looking at me like, oh, this guy is over here bleeding. He's just standing like nothing's going on. The nurse comes by, she sees I'm bleeding, she like starts to wipe up blood, and then she turns around and looks at my foot and she's like, oh, you're getting pushed to the front of the line right now because you clearly have a wound that is completely open and we need to get you in here. And the first thing that the admitting nurse says is, how did you walk in here so calm and you're bleeding and you have an open wound. And I just told her, I was like, I'm good. Like, it doesn't hurt. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, my pain was like a 6. Like, I wasn't really feeling anything. It was just like, okay, I'm have an open wound here. So, it's just funny to think back on that now. Like, I was like super calm about it. Like, I wasn't like freaking out. And she was like, most people would be freaking out right now. And she's like, this is a very rare injury, because most people break like their pinky toe or like the middle toe or whatever. Like, she's like, you broke your big toe on your left foot. Like, and she just thought that was just wild that I was just like super calm about it. And so I get admitted to the hospital. Like, I had to wait a long time to get like to see an orthopedic surgeon, because like it was like super busy in the hospital. I'm like DMing people while I'm in the hospital. Like, I hear all kinds of, okay, for the people who work in the hospital industry, like for the people who work in like medical field, like, I praise you, because I heard some crazy stuff while I was in there, between this dude getting tased and like people screaming, and I don't see how you guys deal with it, but I praise you for it, because that was some wild stuff. And I was there at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So like, I praise all of you guys who work in the medical field, because y'all deal with some crazy stuff. So I wait to see the orthopedic surgeon. He's like, okay, you have to have surgery. Like we have to essentially put 2 screws in your, to connect that bone back to your bone, to your big toe. And then I ended up having surgery like that same day. So like, I got admitted around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. By 7, I had surgery. By 11 PM, I was in a room. So like, it just happened really quick. They gave me drugs like right before surgery, and I was out. And then by the time I woke up, I didn't realize like we were already done. So that happened. And so I had to stay overnight. I got discharged the next day. And I had to have a dressing put on my foot. Like, I have 2 screws on my foot right now. I'm about a little bit over 2 weeks post-op. I have like 2 screws in my big toe. I took the last 2 weeks off. Like, I've seen the doctor twice now. He's like, you're healing nicely. I have a post-op shoe that I have to keep on. He's like, I can do everything that I was already doing, other than like putting too much weight on the foot or soaking my foot or anything like that. So I have another 4 weeks before I see the doctor, which coincidentally is my birthday, is 4 weeks from now. So I have to go see him on my birthday to see if I can get released to go back to work. So I'm out for another possibly 4 to 6 weeks right now. I've been out for 2 weeks so far. So up to 8 weeks total, I might be out. But for the most part, I'm good. I'm slowly healing. I took the last 2 weeks off from like any kind of exercise. All I've been doing is concentrating on my nutrition. Like, I'm still trying to keep my weight loss goals in check, because that's the important thing to me right now, that and healing. So I put exercise on the back burner for now, until Monday, which you're hearing this on Saturday. I'm trying to wait till Monday before I even like get back into the gym and do just at least upper body stuff, just to do some kind of exercise, because I have none for the last 2 weeks. But I mean, otherwise I'm in good spirits. The first few days were kind of rough, because I'm so used to moving a lot and going. And then to go from always moving to you gotta sit still and elevate your feet, that was a little rough. I will say for the first 2 to 3 days, it was pretty rough. So I'm, like I said, a little bit more than 2 weeks post-op, and I'm a lot better. Like, I know what I can and can't do. I'm excited to get back into the gym, but it's been a crazy 2 weeks of me having to slow down. And I think that this happening to me, 2 weeks ago, I think it needed to happen. Because one, I don't slow down, and two, I needed to realize that I needed to just have some rest, because I've been sleeping a lot more. Because previously, I would go to sleep between 9 and 10 o'clock at night, and then I would be up at 4 a.m. and I would be at the gym by 4:30. So like, I've had a lot of time to just like rest and like recuperate my body for the last 2 weeks. Hopefully that is a benefit when I go back to the gym and just get back slowly, get back into a routine. So I'm hoping that's going to be a good thing for me. But for the most part, like, I'm in good spirits. Like, there's days where I just want to get away from the house, but for the most part, like, I'm good now. Like, I've done what I needed to do. I'm still doing what I need to do. I need to keep the post-op shoe on as much as possible when I'm walking around. For the most part, I've been doing that, other than when I go to sleep. He said I can take it off when I go to sleep, so that's what I've been doing. But for the most part, I'm in good spirits. I'm in a good headspace. So that's been the last, 2 weeks now. So like, it's been an interesting ride between coming off this really big high of like good vibes with Summer Shredding and Stafford, and then going to this, I won't say it's a low, but I want to say it's like a new normal for a few weeks of like healing from surgery and having a broken toe and stuff like that. So it's been an interesting ride, and I'm glad that, I'm not glad that it happened. I'm glad it happened to me and not like somebody like Angela or anybody like that. Cause like, I wouldn't want anybody else to go through that, but I would rather it happen to me or like to me than like my kid or my wife or anything like that. But like, it's fine. Like, it happens. Things happen. You just deal with it and then you move on. So that's all I have to say about all the stuff that's happened in the last 2 weeks. But I wanted to record a podcast and talk about that because it was just an interesting story going from this high to this like really weird like new normal, and it's just, I just thought it would be something interesting to share. But if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram at Willie Gillis. And if you have any questions, comments, and concerns for the podcast, you can email me at whatiLookForPodcast@gmail.com. And that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening. I know I haven't put that many podcasts out. I'm trying to get back into a new normal, not just with like my toe, but like with the podcast too. So you'll be having stuff from me weekly from here on out, since I have way more time on my hands and I have a lot of things to talk about. So other than that, I will see you guys next week.